What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casuals and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
This is Hardwood Handicappers, VSiN's premier NBA betting podcast. Here are your hosts, Jonathan Von Tobel and Kelly Bidlin.
Yo, what up, folks? Welcome in, Hardwood Handicappers. On this, we have now dubbed West Coast Wednesday, Western Conference Wednesday. Yeah, let's do it, because there's a lot of news coming out of the Western Conference that needs to be dissected and discussed. So Kelly Bidlin alongside, we will do just that. We'll also try to get into the Wednesday card a little bit. There's a couple of interesting spots. I want to throw some stuff at Kelly to see if anything sticks. What's up, buddy?
Not much, man. How you doing? It's just been, I don't know about you, but just overall game-to-game betting, it's just been slim pickings the past few weeks, it feels like. I've had limited bets. You know what I mean? When I've had them, they've been okay. I was heavy on the Kings on Monday. That didn't work out well. I was heavy on the Cavs last night. That worked out well. Celtics got home last night. But other than that, especially the past few weeks or a month, it's been a tough just betting the NBA period.
Yeah, it would be a challenge to say writing a best bet article 6 days a week, and you know what I mean, finding some stuff for people to analyze there, but
yeah, I do not envy you for that. Yes, absolutely. Yes, seriously, man, good on you.
Not really loved that much, and I actually feel bad because like there are things that I'll bet, but it's later in the day because you're waiting for information and stuff. So I like hearing from people that they just like the insight, and like it changes. Like I think it was Mitch or somebody else who told me the way the article is written, it helps them look at things differently. So that's cool, mm-hmm. Right? Still a certain value, but you know, like there was like a 3 day stretch where every day in the best bet section, I was like, essentially, yeah, guys, sorry, we need to wait for information. I don't know. Like I got nothing. Right. So I've been betting totals a little bit more near the end of the year. I've been trying to get more into totals, and I'm going to go back and see. I'm going to do a lot with the column and recapping it, but the totals have been something I've been diving into a little bit more with, I think, some success, but I'll have to have that at the end of the day. But I agree with you is essentially what I'm saying.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's been tough.
Makes me weep. All right, let's get into the news. And speaking of weeping, of the night / day, and that would be the Los Angeles Clippers and another injury to one of their two big guys. Paul George goes down with, I mean, I don't know about you, Kelly. So I didn't get to watch the game. I was scrambling to try to find an illegal stream to watch the game on, and I couldn't find it because it's blacked out here. And so I'm kind of keeping track online and the box score, and I just see Paul George just over and over again. I'm like, oh boy, what happened? Mm-hmm. And first it was the dunk, and I was like, oh, cool.
Right. Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
This is a really dope dunk.
Like, that's the most athletic I've seen him in years. What a sweet dunk.
Yeah. The 360 dunk. Like, that's great. And then turns out, no, a gruesome looking knee injury that ultimately, luckily enough for him, it did not seem too serious. He will be reevaluated in 2 to 3 weeks. He's expected to miss the rest of the regular season, and that there is a chance he would be ready and back by the time the postseason play begins. So the question now becomes for the Clippers, who in some spots are like, and it's funny, they haven't really been adjusted too much. They're down to about 14-1 to win the NBA title now. It's where I've got them at in terms of my ticket. what do we do with the Clippers now as we kind of move forward? This is a team that, I don't know, they have some depth to them, but this is a big loss for them.
Yeah, it is. I think this is the constant reminder of people of, you know, if your future's betting, like there's no reason to fire on the Clippers now, right? Like there, it doesn't mean they're out of it. Doesn't mean they can't do this, but just wait a couple weeks because this number's only going to get longer while he's out. Right. I guess I'm assuming they're going to lose more games than if they had him on the court. But assuming that is true, you're probably going to see an even longer number as, in a week or two. So I think it's one of those today. It's good. Hey, for you, I'm happy, man. Good news. I thought this pod today might have to be a Clippers therapy session pod because this is just it has become brutal. What between Kawhi and PG and stuff that what you guys have had to go through as fans over these past few years. And this year with the wide open as the West is, man, it really felt like an opportunity for them to get something going there in the playoffs. When you saw it, unfortunately we get, you never like to play doctor, but unfortunately, like when you see it, like we've seen enough of these by now where it's like, okay, it's like a hyperextended sprain. You know, it's something in that or it's something really bad, right? Mm-hmm. So it's like, it was one of those where I saw that news come down this afternoon and I'm like, thank God. Like that just, he's too good of a player to like not be able to watch. You know what I mean? We talk about star power mattering in sports and stuff. And this is, it's a prime example. You want Paul George out there for people to watch, for people to, screw the betting side, but just for people to watch the game. He's a great player.
Well, and before we get to the betting stuff of it too, I mean, to add to that, Kelly, remember what happened to Paul George with his leg out here in Las Vegas. Like this is a guy mm-hmm. that's been going through some, that has gone through some gruesome injuries in the past. And in the early on in his career was at the top of the NBA, was going to be one of those guys. And you can argue still is at this point right now, but no, he's had a tumultuous career in terms of injury, in terms of his perception by people too. So yeah, I thought it was kind of important to like, and I'm glad you did it, like express the human side of this before we get a little bit more into what this means for the Clippers. Cause it kind of stunk to see him go down as a Clipper fan and as just knowing, as somebody who knows what Paul George has gone through up to this point. So now as we kind of move forward, and I'll have the Clipper schedule for you in a second, but do you think it is fair for me to say that, again, we got about what, I think they got 9-10 games left. They've got like 2 games against Memphis, so that's going to be pretty tough without Paul George. They got a pretty difficult schedule. But of the 2 stars that you were going to lose 2 to 3 weeks before the regular season ended, you'd rather it be Paul. Yeah, not rather, because that sounds gross, right? But you can overcome, yeah. I think, you can overcome Paul George's absence, I think, a little bit better than you would Kawhi Leonard's.
I think you're a pro and a nice guy for framing it the way you reframed it. But yes, absolutely. It would be way more painful on the Clippers' hopes if you lost Kawhi Leonard for this amount of time as opposed to Paul George. That is nothing against Paul George. There's nothing against how the Clippers are set up in general. I just think for what Kawhi's been through in recent years and actually getting to see him for an extended period of time this season, you know what I mean? And actually starting to play the occasional back-to-backs for the first time in like years. Oh man, it would have been way worse if it was him. And I don't mean that to sound callous or bad or anything like that, but that is just the truth. That is the truth of the matter when it comes to the Clippers and for NBA fans out there, period.
Yeah, and like, so if you look at some of the numbers as well, like Kawhi Leonard on the floor without Paul George, a negative 0.3 net rating. So they're not terrible. They're not great. And when you start to filter through some of the lineups post-trade deadline, there are some good ones out there, right? Like Terrence Mann, Nick Batum, Kawhi Leonard, Marcus Morris, and Ivica Zubac over the course of about a game, 100 possessions, a plus 2.8 net rating and a good defensive rating of 105.7. There's not a ton of positives, though, right? You can look to like a Terrence Mann, Norm Powell, Nick Batum, Kawhi Leonard lineup with Marcus Morris at center, so small ball lineup. That lineup is plus 10.5 per 100 possessions. The problem is, we're talking about, according to Cleaning the Glass, at least 25 possessions. So it's not like that lineup's been out there for a really long time. They will have some experimenting to do here in terms of what mm-hmm. they're going to do with some of these lineups as they move down the home stretch. And as I mentioned, their schedule is difficult. The thing that was good for them, Kelly, is when it comes to like, because I know a lot of people will gravitate toward like making this playoff markets, things like that. They essentially have 2 games on the Golden State Warriors because they have the tiebreaker plus the full game. I think it's a full game or 1.5 games. Lead in the loss column. they should be solidly in the top six if they just float along and maintain tread water here. And we'll see who they get in the first round. But I would still think that this is a team that finds itself inside the top six once everything is said and done.
Well, I'll tell you, they need to be. I think they need to be because we can sit here today and read the reports that we're getting on Paul George. But yeah, I don't think you can't find yourself in a play-in situation in the Western Conference. And, we're going to get to some of these other injury updates here soon, too. But if you talk about, the potential of the Mavericks being near full strength, right? If somehow Zion's back in that amount of time, like that play-in tournament could be extremely difficult, and you could find yourself in there with some really good teams that you're going to be shocked at how many are actually ended up in the play-in tournament. So, look, these next couple weeks are extremely crucial for a team like them to not slide into that point. I don't think they will either, but, man, you got to avoid that at all costs. And I think this is where, for people out there, and I'll include myself with this, where you might have been critical about the Russell Westbrook signing. Russ, this is the time to step up and kind of be more than what they brought you in to be, right? Be what you've been a little bit more in the past of your career, because you got, when Paul George and Norman Power out of this lineup, I think you're going to need a little bit of boost to somewhere else. And speaking of that, they need Norm back too, right? Like all of a sudden they need him back a lot quicker than we would have been making the cared about, if we recorded this podcast yesterday. They need him back as soon as they possibly can.
Yep. So they're a full game up on the Golden State Warriors, and they are 1.5 games up on the seventh seeded Oklahoma City Thunder. Congratulations to the Thunder. They're playing good basketball, and looks like they're trying to force their way into a play-in situation. And I will harken back to quite a few months ago when we talked about it on this pod, right? The West, to participate in the West play-in, Oklahoma City Thunder were 10-1, and they are now the seventh seed and in control of that spot.
No, I was just going to say, JVT, like if I had that bet in my pocket right now, it was a great call by you. If I had that bet in my pocket right now and the Thunder to be in the play-in tournament, I'd be more concerned right now about them getting into the sixth seed than I would be falling out of the play-in tournament.
Yeah, well, and that's...
I think the Thunder really, really could pull that off.
Yeah, and I was going to tie that in because people always say like, oh, it's games in November. Why does that matter? Well, October, right? Well, the Clippers played the Thunder twice in October. They lost both games. They're actually 0-3 to the Thunder. So now all of a sudden you're talking about you don't own the tiebreaker with the Oklahoma City Thunder. So if you do slip and you find yourselves in a tie with OKC for 6-7, guess who gets the sixth seed? So all these games do matter, man. And this Clippers team now has to find themselves in this position. So again, I would not freak out and bet them to miss the playoffs. They're scheduled the rest of the way. They have this one more game against OKC, then New Orleans and Chicago at home before they go to Memphis, back-to-back road games, wrap that up with New Orleans before they come back home for the Lakers, who knows if they have LeBron James by then, but that's going to be a big game. Trailblazers, and then end the season on the road against the Phoenix Suns in what potentially could be a 4-5 matchup. So it's going to be a very, very important few games, but winnable games over the next three for them if they can pull this off and maybe get a little bit of padding before they head to two games in Memphis.
Yep. Man. Yeah, absolutely. Yep.
Sad. It's sad. Got to tell you that much right now.
We've been talking about how crazy this, how crazy this West is all year. And it's just, how much crazier did it just get in the past 48 hours? With so much of the injury. People coming back from injuries, guys getting injured. It's going to continue to get more wacky in this Western Conference. And you just got to avoid. You got to avoid that play-in turn. If you're one of these teams, it's going to be a big push to the end of the regular season to avoid that tournament.
By the way, I'm going to call out one of our colleagues on the carpet. I don't know. I don't think he listens to this, but if he does, I'm calling you out, buddy. Wes Reynolds. I saw yesterday during the game at the end. So Kawhi doesn't get a shot off the end. The Clippers lose the game outright, and Wes tweets out something along the lines of, "They don't even get a shot off. The Clippers are trash." And I wanted to be like, all right, Wes, like one of their guys just went down with a really serious knee injury. Like, I think they're a little out of it mentally right now. Like, I don't think we have to go and just be like, the Clippers are trash. Like, let's read the room a little bit and see what happened with them.
It might be just a quick reaction. Yeah. I think we've talked about it a lot. Do I think they've underperformed all year? Yeah. So if we're going to go of a more general sense, then yeah, I agree with him. But yes, I think the instant reaction there, maybe a little haste.
After Kawhi, after Paul George had his knee essentially bent 90 degrees. So not great. And you know what? They're my Clippers, so I'm going to stick up for them. All right, Wes, how about that? All right, the other news. So let's go to Karl Anthony Towns first. So I think this is fascinating. Yeah. I'm going to call them our Hawks, even though I would very much like to disown them.
But you got to own it, man. We made the bets. You got to own it. I hear
you. Well, actually, this is actually like watching two of our children fight, right? Because I think you and I both had Minnesota Timberwolves overs as well. You had an alt over, if I remember correctly. I had the over.
You're dead on. I just bet the alt over, which I guess I'm glad because I just bet that less and that one's been dead forever.
Yes. So Karl Anthony Towns is going to make his return. And it's not so much about today. It's about going forward for the Minnesota Timberwolves. Having said that, Kelly, this is a fascinating dynamic because on the surface, you'd go, we get like an all NBA caliber player coming back right before the postseason. This is great. Yeah, but when he was on the floor with Rudy Gobert, it stunk. Mm-hmm. So like what this means for the Timberwolves, who are kind of sliding a little bit. They got a big win over the New York Knicks, but going into that game, they were 1-5 in the previous six. We're looking at this whole thing because we got to talk about the Jazz too momentarily because the Jazz are in control of the 10 seed. I would think that with Rudy, it sounds crazy, but with Karl Anthony Towns coming back and Anthony Edwards injured, I would actually, if we're making odds on who would be the team to fall out of the play-in to allow the Lakers to get in, I think we're making the Timberwolves the favorites ever so slightly.
Yeah, probably. It's gonna be tough. I mean, that's another one, right? Where it's just a team that it feels like they never got going at any point this year, right? Like you talked about, because of those guys all on the court together, they never had time to really figure it out before Cat got hurt is what it feels like. And there's not I don't know that there's enough time for them to really get it figured out before the regular season ends.
Yeah, I'm looking right now. So there's a couple of things I wanted to find here with this for Minnesota. To make the playoffs, I wanted to find something here. So the yes is even money. The no is minus 125. I mean, I would say that's a fair minus 125 price. That'd be something I would be looking to lay. I mean, especially because I think there's a pretty good shot as you look at them that they don't even participate in the play-in, right? That they could fall out.
Yeah.
And it's so weird because it ties into the return of Karl Anthony Towns. And then you look at their schedule, Kelly. Their schedule is brutal. They get Atlanta here at home. They have to go to the West Coast for a three-game swing. How about this? Warriors, Kings, Suns all on the road before they come back home to host the Lakers, the Trailblazers, and then they go on the road again, Brooklyn, San Antonio, before coming back home to host the New Orleans Pelicans, which that could be like win and get in, play-in game, right, for the New Orleans Pelicans. That could be a faux play-in game for them, for both teams. But that schedule is brutal. Other than the last two games, those are at the very best, and we're talking about maybe that Lakers game and the Portland game, coin flips at home. Other than that, you're going to find yourself as underdogs in every game, but I would say, what, two of them before you get to that San Antonio New Orleans swing?
Yeah, probably. Man, this is really going to be interesting here down the stretch. Because I'm just looking at some of these yes-no numbers too, and I'm with you. I think they're a team. I think that no is an attractive bet at minus 125.
Even if they get in, right, they're going to be underdogs in these matchups that they're in. Even let's say it's Minnesota Timberwolves and Los Angeles Lakers, and they get, because if they're the 9 seed, right, they get the home court in that.
Mm-hmm.
There's a really good opportunity. There's a really good chance that they're going to be home underdogs to the Los Angeles Lakers if LeBron James is on the floor.
Yeah. I'm trying to do the math. Okay. So like, what do you, if we had to guess who are, all right, give me your top six in the West. That when the regular season ends, it's stacked, and you don't need to give me their exact seed. But what are the six teams you think avoid the play-in?
I think it's the six that are in right now: Denver, Memphis, Sacramento, Phoenix, the Clippers, and the Warriors.
I think I agree.
Right,
I think I agree. I don't think I see the Thunder or Mavericks falling much further than they have.
Mm-hmm.
And then we're talking. So then we're talking. Minnesota, Utah, LA, New Orleans, I guess, fighting for those last two spots. That's where, like, I think this no bet on Minnesota is a good bet. Like, I think it probably ends up being Minnesota and LA in there, like you're like the exact scenario that you're laying out.
Right.
But yeah, then you're talking about, I mean, to make the playoffs, they got to win that game, and then you got to win another one
on the road.
on the road.
Yep. And by the way, and like, so all of this too, when we're talking about these teams in the top six, and we'll talk about more of these games later, but it does set, like, tonight, Luka Doncic is set to come back. That's a massive game. Those two teams, this is the mm-hmm. third and their final game. They have split the first two. So the winner of this game gets the tiebreaker. That's going to be huge when mm-hmm. it comes to getting out of the bottom four if you're the Dallas Mavericks. And it's going to be huge for the Warriors to solidify their spot inside the top six. So these games, as we mentioned like last week, these games carry a ton of weight. But as we're kind of focusing on Minnesota, I think that's the way to attack this. It sounds weird to go, oh, Karl-Anthony Towns is coming back. Let's bet the Timberwolves to miss the playoffs. But I think that's it. And for those who don't know, too, by the way, to just show, to give you some examples, Rudy Gobert and Karl-Anthony Towns on the floor together this year, they've been outscored by a point every 100 possessions. That doesn't sound that bad. Their offense ranks in the sixth percentile of NBA lineups. 107.2 is their offensive rating when they have Karl-Anthony Towns and Rudy Gobert together. It's been an absolute nightmare in terms of their efficiency on offense. And that does not include, as we mentioned, the fact that maybe, just maybe, Anthony Edwards is going to be pretty dinged up here down the stretch and could potentially miss time, because that is not going to be good for this team at all. It's a very, very minuscule sample size. But when Karl-Anthony Towns and Rudy Gobert are on the floor without Anthony Edwards, and if you filter out like D'Angelo Russell,
yeah,
87.5 offensive rating. Not good.
Yeah, not at all. I think the strategy, I guess I would wait till tomorrow to make that bet, because I have a feeling they beat Atlanta tonight. You know, with
it, dude,
with
no, I can't do it anymore. Like,
try to guess it on Atlanta.
Would you honestly be like, I would not be surprised if Atlanta went out there and smoked them by like 30.
Of course I wouldn't be, but I'm just ridiculous. Like, DeJounte Murray's out. It looks like Bogey's questionable and leaning more towards out for this game. I mean, you got Cat back, Anthony Edwards questionable, but I wouldn't be shocked.
I hate that team.
I just don't think the market, though, is going to give, you know, when we're talking those yes, no's, like, to make the playoffs, I just don't think you're going to get anything from, like, there's not going to be many, I think, Thunder, Jazz, Pelicans backers out there.
Right?
Yeah. Like, it's going to be all L.A. money and probably some Minnesota money after seeing this news today. I think if you might maybe wait a little bit, you actually might even be able to get a better number than -125 here. And right, shop around for sure. We're just talking to DraftKings. I mean, who knows? You know, yep. I mean, go to other places.
So let's throw a break in here. When we come back, we'll get to some more news. Zion Williamson, the magical R word, reevaluated. We have a time mark for that, although he's been reevaluated like two or three other times. So we'll see if he ever comes back, and we'll get more. We have more teams to talk about in this Western Conference race, which is wild. So you're listening to the podcast. Just stick around here on a Western Conference Wednesday.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health, with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
Health Aid kombucha.
Here are three reasons Zyn is America's number one nicotine pouch. We use food-grade ingredients. We have a wide selection of varieties, and they all come in two strengths. Find Zyn at a store near you.
Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
All right, back here, Harvard Handicappers, Western Conference Wednesday. This is going to be a thing now for the next couple of weeks, right? The Western Conference is going to be wild. We only have like 3 weeks left in the regular season. But right. we're going to keep doing this. And there's no days that start with a letter E. So maybe I can look up a different language and find the word East, and we can tie that into either Monday or Friday. You know what I mean?
Yeah, there you go. There you go. We can come up with something there. Yeah.
Hopefully it's Spanish. That's my it's my native tongue. Of course. All right. So Zion Williamson. So you saw this news. I read through it really quick before we started going. Like I tend to kind of poo-poo on these reports, which pretty much say nothing. But this is, I guess, something. He was cleared for activities. He's out for the next 2 weeks, and then he will be reevaluated.
Yep. Hey, man, at least he's back. I guess at least he's back doing basketball work, right? Like, that's, I guess that's a step forward. I believe that's where he was at, though, last time before he got hurt again, right?
Right.
I think that's where he was at in this process last time around. So, yeah, I'm not holding my breath or anything here. And look, has my opinion on this this team and this situation changed over the past 6 weeks, 2 months? Yeah, it has. You know, 2 months ago, I was coming on here saying, and we were saying, hey, look, this team still performed really well at the beginning of the year when Zion was out there, you know, top 10 offensive and defensive team they were playing like. But now you've got what Alvarado's hurt, right? This team has just not looked in sync at all, besides beating up on some bad teams over the course of the past couple months, it feels like. So I don't know. Like, I don't, of course, is Zion coming back and help his team? Of course it will. Right, of course it will, but I just don't know that the rest of this team, that the way they're playing right now, has enough to help out Zion with actually making a serious run here.
Yeah, I think I'm kind of done believing in it. Right, like
yeah,
he's going to improve their offense. Their offense has been atrocious since he's gone down. So, but it's just again, like we're just kind of waiting for information and waiting for him to come back. And even if you're somebody out there who's like, okay, well, he's going to come back, I'll bet the Pelicans, you know, plus 390 to make it to the postseason. Well, that number is probably going to get fatter as the season goes along for you before he comes back, because you look at the rest of their schedule and like, yes, you get a home game against Charlotte coming up tomorrow, but then it's a 4-game road trip along the West Coast. It's the Clippers, the Trailblazers, the Warriors, the Nuggets before you come back home. How about this stretch at home? The Clippers, the Kings, the Grizzlies, the Knicks. Like that's brutal.
Yeah.
Like, what is that team going to do against that schedule? And let's say, when does Zion Williamson, let's say, so 2 weeks from today, he's going to be reevaluated. That would put us at what?
Oh, yeah. April. We're talking like 2 games left or something before that they have.
So
I was looking at it earlier. I think they have like 2 or 3 games left before the playoffs start.
That would be the fifth. So if he, and that's if Kelly, he comes back that day, right? Because that's the reevaluation period. They'd have 3 games left. So I don't understand the point of trying to bring him back. I think, too, the other thing is, if we reach April 5th, which is the 2-week mark from today, and they are right well out of the play-in picture, I highly doubt we see Zion Williamson again this year.
Yeah. No, I completely agree. There's no reason to at that point. And yes, is Zion maybe turning into Anthony Davis and all these other guys that we talk about hurt all the time? Yeah, he is. I know everybody likes to, likes to make those cracks still. But look, he's still young. We've seen what he can be when he's healthy. I think he can still be a superstar player in this league, and you protect your superstars. So if your team's going nowhere, there's no reason to push him back out onto that court for no reason.
All right. Something or nothing. What was I going to throw at you? Oh yeah. Okay. Here, I got something for you.
Before you do, yeah. I really might, though, I'm looking at this as we're talking. I really might be, and I know Will Hill's on this as well. I might be making a yes on the playoff bet for the Thunder and a no on the Timberwolves before the day's over. I really might be adding those. I don't think those numbers make a lot of sense right now.
It doesn't make any sense. And let me see if this is how much this has changed.
You got plus 160 on the yes for Thunder, and you're no minus 125. We just went over everything. We just went over everything from Minnesota, but like Oklahoma City, it's Memphis, Phoenix, Clippers, Warriors on the tough side left of their schedule. And then it's Pistons, Hornets, Blazers, Pacers, Lakers, Jazz. So like they at least control their own destiny, right? Like you win those games against like the Jazz, the Blazers, the Lakers, right? Like you win those kind of games, you're in this. Like you're right there.
And you're talking about a top 6 seed, not even the play-in?
No, I'm talking of at least securing not falling out of that play-in. But yeah, even the possibility of getting into that range, like there, it's possible.
How about this? I went on with Mitch and Paul on Monday, I want to say, or yesterday. No, it was yesterday. DraftKings had them, Kelly, at +130 to just participate in the West play-in still. Who? That was yesterday before the Clippers game. The Thunder.
Thunder? Yeah.
Participate in the play-in, they were still a +130 dog. Like I was like, I talked about that with Mitch and Paul. I'm like, that's, if you're somewhere, you've got to bet that. That's a very good bet for you.
So, and that's where the play-in, I don't know, I can't remember at least a season where we've had this many teams, like we're this close to the end of the season, right? And this many teams that could mathematically fall into that play-in tournament, right?
Right.
So the only thing that's almost tricky with that bet is you kind of need to run all the different variations of how teams can finish and what is the percent chance they end up in that range. And whether that, because, you know, I mean, there's a chance they make it to the sixth seed. There's a chance they fall out of it completely, right? Yep. So I'm with you. I think that would be a, what was that?
Oh, I was going to say, what's it called? As I was talking, because I went to go look to see what the update was, DraftKings didn't have it up. And as you were talking, they just posted, like, on my screen, it just lit back up. They just have that market back up. The Thunderdome is 130 favorite to participate in the West play-in.
So that changed in 24 hours, +130 to minus?
Yep.
Yeah. See, this is where I wish you could bet some no's too.
Oh yeah, these are index props for our audience, yeah. So it's not like they're offering yes no's, because that would be the way to do it. And you can look at, like, you know, yes no to make the playoffs, but a yes no on to participate in the West play-in would be a fascinating market to dive into.
It's an interesting number they have on the Clippers. Bulls
at -195, for example, right?
Right.
To participate in the play-in. I'd bet the no on that.
I'd bet the no on that in a second. We're talking about the bet. No. You would bet the no to miss the playoff and bet that. You would bet this as well. So you relisted this. The Clippers, even money. Even money is what they have to make the play-in tournament. That's interesting.
I think that's a little, it should be a little higher. They still have that tie. Like I said, they have the tiebreaker over the Warriors. Still have Kawhi Leonard. I don't think they're dead yet by any stretch. So I would, I'd bet the no on that too, but I'd bet it no, because I think they're going to be a top six seed.
Man, Lakers -170 feels aggressive too. I know we always love the Lakers, and I think I do expect them to be in there, but I think I expect them to be like the 9 or 10 seed. You know what I mean? Like, I'm not laying -170 on it. That's for sure.
All right, before we get to the games for today, we'll go over quickly. Anything else that you wanted to bring up here on our Western Conference Wednesday?
Let's see, anything you've got, Ja Morant, Luka Doncic returning, anything you think we need to hit on there besides the obvious that they make their teams better?
Yeah, nothing really. Like, I think, you know, I was going to tie them into the game analysis because both of them played today too.
Yeah.
But I think you hit the obvious. Like, you go to the, you know, to transition, you know, you go to today and the market moves on the over. That, I think that is accurate. You know, you don't really see a big move on the number. Overnight was 13.5. It goes to 12.5. I'd be more curious to see how effective he really is. He was off for 9 games. I don't even mean from a conditioning standpoint, just from like an efficiency standpoint. Maybe there's some rust after not playing for 9 games, but the Rockets, they get them twice now. It's a really good way to break a guy in who's missed 9 games. Mm-hmm. So not too worried about that from the Grizzlies standpoint, and they're getting him at home. So they're always playing well at home. I'm more interested in what Luka Doncic brings to the table for the Mavericks, and all of a sudden is a massive game against the Golden State Warriors. And did you notice this morning, Kelly? I brought this up when I was on the Lombardi line. The market did that weird thing again that we discussed last week, where the side moved one direction, the total moved in one direction, and that they were conflicting.
Oh, I caught it. Yeah, right? I caught it.
The market,
because I got in on the Mavericks, and I'm a little surprised this didn't. I mean, I guess because of what Luka did the whole warm up last game, right? He did the shoot around. Then not play. So I guess him coming back was kind of built into this number a little bit, but I'm still a little surprised this number hasn't moved more in Dallas's direction.
Well, what are we at now as we're recording this? 1.5?
Basically a pick 'em, but I've seen ones on either side.
Yeah.
It's basically a pick 'em. Basically a pick 'em. And it was Golden State 1, right?
Yeah. Well, I saw as high as 2.5 in favor of Golden State.
I'm sorry. Yeah. You're right. 2.5. Because, I got the money line when it was still 2.
Yeah, so it moved in Warriors' direction from a side perspective, but it moved to the over, to rehash for those who weren't listening in our last week's episode. And those are two contradictory moves, because if it's moving to the Warriors, that would mean Luka Doncic and or Kyrie Irving aren't going to play. But if the total's moving to the over, that would mean that Kyrie Irving and or Luka Doncic is going to play. So it's happened a couple of times now with these Mavericks games. It's just all about whether or not you can get the information, because there's something to attack there. You just don't know what to attack, because you just don't know who and who isn't going to be available. And if Kyrie Irving plays today, this is going to close like Dallas minus 2.5 or something like that, I would think. So.
Yeah, I guess I don't think he's going to play now that I'm seeing more reports here. Now this number makes a little bit more sense to me. I didn't catch the note of him exiting the arena the other night in a walking boot.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. No, it was bad. It was so on the other day. That's when I texted you on Monday.
You brought it up on Monday. We were talking about this, that he had mentioned, right, that the pain was more serious than kind of he had been letting on.
Yeah, well, and he made it worse. He actually aggravated it in the loss to the Grizzlies. And in that game, they scored 9 points in the first 10.5 minutes of the fourth quarter for that game to go under by 8 points. So I really enjoyed that as somebody who bet that game over the total. So Kyrie Irving is a little dinged up, yes.
Well, I'm on the Mavericks tonight, but luckily it's a small bet, and I won't be adding to it. That's for sure. whether he plays or not, right? Like, how are you really what can you expect minutes-wise almost out of either one of these guys, right? It feels like they could be on the bench at any set. I mean, if Kyrie actually plays, the minute that foot starts hurting him more than normal, he's probably done for the rest of the game. Mm-hmm. And Luka, you're not going to press too hard on his first game back.
The only thing that I have that I wanted to throw at you before we get out of here, and then whatever you have on the schedule, I'm experimenting here. New York, Miami. So this total's up to 224.5. Mm-hmm. It opened 221, and I actually bet this under 223.5, and you know, now it's I missed it by a point. So my thought process here, Kelly, is you tell me if I'm approaching this in the right way. This is the third game between these two. They have played in the two games that they played previously. Total closed 216 and 215.5. One game went under by about 10 points. Second game went over by about 26.5 points, because both teams had like out of body offensive games. I don't know if you remember, it was the Julius Randle game winner. Yeah, it was the 122-120 game. And they combined to shoot 44% from three. Both of them averaged about 1.26 or more points per possession. And like, I'm looking at this and I'm like, okay, if the market's moving, because again, think about where we were, 215.5 at the last one. Now we're up to 224.5. We're a 9-point adjustment from the closing total in the second game, because of a couple of statistical anomalies, right? Like out-of-body shooting experiences and efficient offense from two teams that aren't really known for it. They're two of the slowest teams in the NBA, so we know we're going to get about 94, 95 possessions. I'm just kind of pushing back on the market's adjustment, because the market said the first two times these two teams met was like, oh, you know, this is a total that should be in the 215.5 range, and only one of those went over with some anomalies, and now the market's like, got to push this thing up 9 points. I think that's just too much.
It definitely feels high. I was thinking that earlier today too. I guess digging into some of the numbers, you know, a little bit more. I think it's more reactionary to how well the Knicks offense has been playing, and then like the Heat's defense really hasn't been that great. Over the past 15 games, I'm looking at 23rd defensive efficiency over that time. Like that's kind of odd for them. I definitely stuck out to me as well. Plus, I mean, you know how I feel about Miami. I was like, well, I can get plus money on this Knicks team against the Miami Heat. Like, I know we're in Miami. Like, this is a big time, you know, or a rivalry game. I don't know if there's any big time rivalries, honestly, in the NBA that like regular season games mean that much. But, you know, a little bit of a rivalry game down there between two teams that are, you know, still jockeying for position in the Eastern Conference playoffs. It is definitely a heavy Knicks and under lean for me. That's for sure.
All right. Anything else on the card tonight?
I would say, did the Suns Lakers interest you at all? I have a slight lean to the Lakers, but
the only thing that stuck out to me was that Ayton's not playing. And so maybe you're looking like props wise at Anthony Davis, right? Points and rebounds.
Yeah.
Because you're taking on Bismack Biyombo and Jock Landale.
What's always tough with that is I think it's always such a good, like that is the, to me, the immediate thought, right? Like for anybody who bets the NBA enough or just knows the NBA, like that's the first thought, right? Is Ayton's out, AD should dominate. I think that the one thing I would say is that for that reason though, JVT, it actually leans me more towards the Lakers side than probably whatever his player prop numbers are, because the books adjust those wildly too. You know, like those are going to be a tough, that's going to be a tough PRA or whatever, or points and rebounds for you to hit over on. That's going to be a high number. I'm trying to pull it up right now, but
I had it at, I wrote about it this morning. I think it was 43.5 points and rebounds.
Okay. Points and rebounds. Yeah, I mean, again, I wouldn't be going, like, there's no way I'd be going under it, right? I'm not sitting here telling you to bet the under, but like that's a ton of production we're asking out of him, right? And I understand that the Suns don't have much else down low, but that's where I would think it would lead me more towards backing the side of the Lakers for that than actually playing it over on that prop at that high of a number.
For what it's worth, he's averaging 39.8, I think it is, points and rebounds since LeBron James has been injured. So
he's been a stud. He's been a stud.
Yeah, he has been. I saw somebody tried to pull me into like a weird like anti-Anthony Davis conversation the other day, and I was like, what are you talking about? Like, he's been awesome. Like, I don't know what we're doing here.
It's him and Zion that like I'm gonna defend probably Frey, and look, we'll throw Kawhi and Paul George in this conversation too, right? Where it's, yes, is it annoying how much time these guys miss and sometimes, you know, over their own choice of just resting, basically? Of course it's annoying. But like, these guys are extremely talented human beings on a basketball court that we somehow do not get it. Like, we love to hate on Anthony Davis and Zion and Paul George way too much. Yeah. Like, for the time these guys miss, it's Zion and Anthony Davis. Like, Anthony Davis, if he wasn't interrupted by injuries throughout his career, we might be talking about, like, Mo Shaw says this all the time. I think he puts it pretty well. Anthony Davis is the guy we should be talking about like we talk about Giannis Antetokounmpo every single day. Like, he should be right. If his career wasn't bothered by injuries, I think he'd be right up there in the same conversation as Giannis. But it is what it is. His career has been what it is.
All right, man. Anything else before we get out of here?
No. I think good luck for all the bets out there tonight. I'll need a little bit of luck on my Dallas side. That's
if
for sure.
If you're listening to this and you're a League Pass subscriber, I will be on the NBA BetCast tonight for Portland, nice. Utah. Yeah, so make sure you check that out up on League Pass. So I'll be up there with Shrog Hira over at DraftKings. We'll be there for the whole game. Yes, we get the hopefully it should be a fun game. Total 234.5 should be a back and forth affair. And Larry Markin is going to play tonight, so that'll be a lot of fun. So I'll be up there. And as always, baseball season's around the corner, so make sure you check out everything Adam Burke has to offer. Shout out to Adam Burke too, who put me on Japan to win the World Baseball Classic.
Beer's
on me. Skating tripods next time we talk, buddy. All right.
Absolutely. I hit that last night as well. That was nice. Actually, not only that, but I got scared then when they were up 3-1 and did a little hedge of the +1.5 on the USA. So I hit that sweet, sweet middle.
Nice. I like it. All right, Kelly. For everybody else, of course, check out everything we have to offer, the baseball season previews, and of course, March Madness still underway. I get to go to the regional tomorrow. Can't wait for that out here in Las Vegas. VSiN.com/subscribe to find out everything we have to offer. And we will talk to you on Friday's edition of Hardwood Handicappers.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.